Game. Tariq Elite on Tariq Elite Radio. You better
recognize. What? Time for a nigga to say what's up. Straight up. What? IMCA. Dago, LA to the bank. Yeah, it's my shit, my nigga. LK got this, my nigga. On lock, on rap, whatever. I'm rich, come smell my leather. Rich now, but I'm with whatever. Cheeseburger, no beef, come with cheddar. But I ain't tripping, take it all in. Lick your girl click, then she take it all in. Best kill still in my joint. Say I sound too LA, that's the point. Nigga, what? Nigga, you know where I'm from. You know what I represent.
Oh, that's hot right there. That's that problem right there.
You know what I represent.
Yeah, I gotta let that ride. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. I am Mr. Tariq Elite. Doing an early show this week because the holidays are coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So we're doing an early show this week. And we're going to drop that game. We're going to drop that hot fire. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget to let everybody know to listen to the Tariq Elite Show at TariqRadio.com and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Go to iTunes and type in the Tariq Elite Radio Show and you can get the show downloaded to your iPhone or your iPad or your mobile device every time we upload a new episode of the show. And we're going to take some calls in a moment. Want you to drop some of that game. Want to get some good questions from everybody. Now, today's topic on today's show, we're going to talk about dusty females. So the game is going to be real heavy. So you guys stay tuned. The phone number is 818-850-5404. We will be right back on Tariq Elite Radio. EbonyCohesion.com. That's the website for black businesses to get set up online and for black people to network with one another. It's meant to create an online market for black businesses and to promote their products and services. Go to www.EbonyCohesion.com. KSultra.com. Subscribe to KSultra's t-shirt subscription and get a brand new t-shirt delivered to you every month. Now this month you're going to get a long sleeve t-shirt for the cooler weather with a print of the artist's unique interpretation of two powerful ancient symbols, the all-seeing eye and the tail devouring the snake. This month's shirt comes with a booklet describing the story behind the symbols in detail, and it also comes with free stickers. Sign up for the t-shirt subscription right now. Tariq Elite Radio users, use the coupon code KFLEX and get 50% off on your first month. That's KSultra.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's up, family? We are back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. And again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Now, people, don't forget. Now, tomorrow, which is Wednesday, that is the last day to get the 2013 Christmas Mackish package. Tomorrow is the absolute last day. You can take advantage of the sale today. Now, for those who don't know, the 2013 Mackish package is available. And in this package, you're going to get 10 items. You're going to get the Relationships, Riches, and Race lecture DVD that I did in Chicago. You're going to get the Tariq Elite Live in Miami lecture DVD. You're going to get the Tariq Elite Live in New York lecture DVD. You're going to get the Tariq Elite Live in Atlanta lecture DVD. You're going to get the Mac Lessons DVD. You're going to get the Eugenics movie on DVD. You're going to get the International sunglasses. You're going to get one of the Tariq Elite baseball snapback caps. You're going to get the No Justice t-shirt, and you're going to get the White Heraldry t-shirt, and you're going to get all that for just $99. So that's your whole Christmas list right there. You can give those gifts out for the whole family at a nice good rate. So take advantage of that right now. You got one day left, ladies and gentlemen. Get that at TariqRadio.com. The Mackish package, again, is at TariqRadio.com. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's up, Reed? It's Mike calling out of Pasadena.
What's up, Mike from Pasadena? How you doing, fam?
All right, man. All right. Hey, I had a quick question for you.
What's on your mind?
Okay, so how do you deal with racial discrimination in the workplace?
What kind of discrimination are you getting?
Well, it's not me, not toward me. It's me, like, I see it toward other black folks, you know, and it's kind of me being black, you know, it kind of strikes a nerve with me.
You're saying other black people are kind of discriminating against you?
No, not me. Like, I see my bosses who are white discriminating against black people.
Oh,
like,
I see.
In general.
Oh, okay. Like how are they doing that?
Like, you know what I mean? Just because I work for a property management company, so it's kind of like a selection of getting, you know, apartments and stuff like that. I see, like, you know, in favoritism, people of non-color, you know what I mean? And it's kind of, you know, kind of being blatant. And it's, with me, it's like, you know, I see that, but what am I to do? You know what I mean? How would I, because I don't like seeing it, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
I feel you.
Job, you get me?
So basically, you're the one brother that they let in. And
pretty much
that happens a lot, man. They'll let the one brother in and then you get to see all the racism firsthand. But a lot of times you can't really, and let's be very honest, in this country, black people can't really accuse anybody of racism anymore. If you look at all the cases of racism, black folks can't say, okay, hey, this guy is racist and he's going to get in trouble. The only way a person will get in trouble, a non-black person will get in trouble for racism, is if a white person or another non-black person co-signs you. For example, that whole Paula Deen situation, people got mad at black people because of the Paula Deen situation, but it was a white lady who filed the suit, and this is the irony. She lost the suit because she wasn't black. She can't file a discrimination case if you're black. And here's another kicker. If you are black and you try to file a discrimination or racism suit, you got to prove it. So it's so much, it's a lot of catch-22s here. As a black person, you won't be able to prove it unless they come right out and say, hey, I'm doing this because you're black. But if you're a white person and you hear them actually say it, and you hear them say nigga all the time around you, and then you decide to file a suit, they won't let you file a suit because you ain't black. So they got all their bases covered as far as racial discrimination laws. They done sold that shit up. They're not letting black folks get away with that one. So the key is for black people to get a parallel economy. And I'm going to talk about that real deep in Hidden Colors 3. Learn the game from whatever you're learning at the job. Whatever the guys are doing at the job, you learn that game. Just soak that shit in. Then start your own business doing exactly what they're doing. Get their clients. Just really soak up the game so you can create a parallel economy for yourself. But we'll talk about that more in Hidden Colors 3. And I feel your pain,
gotcha,
brother. I feel exactly where you're coming from. But thanks for the call, fam.
Thanks.
Yes, indeed. And I feel that, man. If you're a black person, a lot of times they have the one nigga at a time rule where they'll let one black person in and, you know, you see all this stuff they're doing to other black folks. And if you got any kind of conscience, you're like, oh, man, that's real raggedy. Now, if you're a coon, you'll be like, yeah, get them niggas, boss. But sometimes you do have a conscience. That happened with that Chris Dorner dude, the guy who shot up all those people out here in L.A., the black dude. And I'm not trying to justify him because he shot other black folks too. So he was on one. But he was the one black guy they let around, and he got to see all the racial discrimination. And that messes with you. That really bothers you. Heavy stuff. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
I was going on to Rick. It's your man, Zach Wright from Inglewood, Cali.
Zach Wright, how you doing, fam?
I'm doing good, man. Long time listener, first time caller, man.
Yes, indeed.
Quick question. Something in my life, I got a little criminal charge not too long ago. Don't want to speak too much on it because I'm in a court case now about it, but I got a misdemeanor criminal charge, and what I'm looking from you as advice is, what do you do to pick yourself back up and get back on your game and get back to focusing on the things that matter most?
Well, the thing is, since it's a misdemeanor, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? You can get those misdemeanors expunged very quickly. Now, felonies, it takes a few years to get those expunged. So, you know, that's not too bad. Basically, you got to start hanging around the right folks and get out of the situation where you have to grind and catch little bullshit cases. You got to position yourself where you ain't in that environment no more. You still live in Inglewood?
I'm still here.
There you go. What sets you with? Inglewood fam?
Man, you know what? I don't even bang like that, dude. I do music.
I understand that, but what neighborhood you live in? You still live in somebody's
neighborhood?
Neighborhood
I live in? Yeah. It's actually like in a borderline between Sixos and Fams.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah. And I'm cool with all those cats out there. But again, sometimes you just got to venture outside of that area and start hanging around different
True.
Folks because, again, the environment you're in, it soaks you in whether you like it or not, even on a subconscious level. So start getting up out of the wood, man, and start hanging out in certain spots and rubbing elbows with different people, man, so you can get out of that element. You feel me?
I'm feeling you on that one, brother.
Much respect, fam. Yes, indeed. I talked about that on Ustream. I'm going to do a whole show about that, how it's very important to hang around certain people and how certain people's energy rub off on you. I'm going to talk about that in an upcoming show. You guys remind me to do that because a lot of cats need to hear that part of the game. Let's see who else we got. We're going to get into the game in a minute. I just want to chop up game with the family on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is Johnny from D.C.
Johnny from D.C. How you doing, player?
I'm doing excellent, sir. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
So I have a quick question. I was just recently taking it with this girl. She was in a relationship with another girl before I met her. I chopped game with her, convinced her to come back to the team. We kicked it for a little bit while she was still with her girlfriend. And then she was basically going to break it off with the girl. But I guess there was some drama that blew up, and she decided to go back to being on the other squad, the away team, if you will.
Oh, so she went back to the girl.
She went back to the girl.
Oh, wow. Now, how long was she in a relationship with the girl?
For a year.
Okay, okay. Well, she's probably – now, how old is the chick that you're trying to – you're liking? How old is she?
She's 23.
Okay. She sounds like she's trying to find herself. She's kind of sexually confused sounding. She don't know if she wants to lick it or stick it. She don't know what she wants to do right now. So let her find herself. My thing is, you don't need to get in the mix of this woman trying to. That happens. People, sometimes they experiment and they have to find themselves. And if you jump in from different sexes, you really need to sit down and find out who you are. And you don't need to try to convince them to do otherwise because you can't. You can't do anything, and what's going to happen? You're going to get frustrated. If that girl wants to eat chooch, she's going to eat that damn chooch. You can't stop that. You get her away from the cooch, and she's hanging around you, and that desire, I mean, it's like a vampire. You know, she's sitting around waiting to scat. So there's nothing you can do about that. You're going to get frustrated, and you're going to get angry because you can't control a person, and you can't control what's within them, and you can't control their desires. If she wants to kick it with studs, I mean, the chick is she dating? Is she dating a stud?
She's dating a stud. She looks like Manti Te'o with long hair. I mean, not the girl I'm talking to.
Right. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey. And it could be that stud has a crisper mouthpiece than you. You know, the stud might have been reading some of my books. You dig?
What? Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, but my thing is, it ain't something that you should worry about because you can't control a person's desire. You can't control their behavior. And it ain't about you. So always understand that. This situation has nothing to do with you. So do not take it personally because if this girl likes other women, you can't do anything about that unless you grow you some titties and, you know, pull your dick to the side. And you don't want to do that. So just keep it mackish, man. Holler some more of those women out there in D.C. There's plenty of women out there in D.C. All right?
All right, big dog. I appreciate the advice. Take care.
Much respect, fam. Yes, indeed. Y'all can't change these women. You can't change these women. Especially if they like this. They like scats.
I'm a scat man.
They like scat. That's what they like. They like to be scatted on. And probably he wasn't scatting correctly enough. But anyway, we're going to get into the game in a minute. Hey, go check out the new Tyler Perry film just to support that brother. Y'all know, man, I'm a big fan of Tyler Perry. His new movie is out. The Madea Christmas. And I was talking on Ustream Sunday, talking about how certain black folks try to hate on Tyler Perry, talk about his stuff as coonish, buffoonish, shucking and jiving and all that old stuff. My thing is this, and you know me, I'm a very big supporter of Tyler Perry. I want Tyler Perry to get every dime he can get. Get all your money, Tyler. Get every penny of your money. Don't listen to some of these hating ass niggas. And certain black folks are like, man, if we don't like cooning and shucking and jiving, is that really hating? And I say what you are doing is hating. Because my thing is this. It's like, sir, there's some things about Tyler Perry's TV shows I might not like, but I like some of his movies, and I just like the brother's grind. I don't like everything the brother does, but I'm not going to hate on the brother because of that. But the thing is, black folks trying to get on that hate Tyler Perry bandwagon, I have a problem with that, because the thing is, that's fake nigga outrage. And you become outraged at the brother when you give so many other people passes. Y'all talk about how he portrays black folks. At least he has a balance. You can watch his movies and there are positive black folks in it. Whereas other movies you see by other non-black people, the only black people in their movies are on some coon shucking jive, and there's no redemption factor. And then black folks say nothing about that. But then when the brother does it, or brother does something that you don't like, all of a sudden, y'all want to boycott him and talk down on the brother. And it really goes into this. It ain't about no fake-ass morality that people all of a sudden has. They just hate the fact that another person who looks like them is getting paper like that. Let's just be honest, and a lot of folks don't want to admit that. A lot of folks don't want to admit that they just hate to see a person looking like them get that much paper, so they create this fake nigga outrage. And that's what it is, fake nigga outrage. Because the thing is, cats sit up, and dudes are real good at this. Hate niggas are real good. Tyler Perry need to do this. Tyler Perry need to do that. Let me tell you something. Tyler Perry did do movies with more positive black male images. The movie Daddy's Little Girl, very good movie, positive black male image. And guess what? That's his lowest grossing movie. That movie, just always remember that. When niggas try to hate on Tyler Perry, remember, he did a movie with a strong black role model, very positive, no muddy or nothing, and it was his lowest grossing movie. You know why? Because these jibber-jabbing, talk-shit niggas did not go out and support it. See, that's the problem. These dudes out here, brothers out here on that hating shit, they talk a good game, but at the end of the day, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to support nothing anyway. So a lot of people are not going to cater and pander to that shit-talking nigga audience. You understand what I'm saying? They're not going to cater and pander to that. That's why people just kind of take niggas talking shit. It's like they take it with a grain of salt. And Tyler Perry's second lowest grossing movie was another movie with a black positive role model, Good Deeds. That was his second lowest grossing movie. So the brother Tyler did that already. He did movies with positive black role models and all that stuff. And these dudes did not support it. So he's in a business of making movies and creating entertainment. And it ain't about niggas just running their mouths talking shit. At least the female audience, they will support what they like. The people in the dominant society, they will support what they like. The problem is, a lot of you brothers out here, not all, I'm talking about certain brothers, too many of you will talk a good game, but you will not put action into the game. And that's the problem. This is why a lot of folks just don't take you seriously. So it's very important that brothers follow through with what they say. If you want to get things done, if you want to get things popping, you got to put action behind it. Because, again, people in the entertainment business, they know how full of shit these niggas are. Look, I did Hidden Colors 1 and 2, the most successful black history documentaries ever. Hidden Colors 2 and 1 are the most hands-down successful black history documentaries ever. You can't think of any other successful documentary or more successful documentary than the Hidden Colors series. And niggas still justify bootlegging those. If any movie you shouldn't bootleg, it's Hidden Colors 1 and 2, and dudes will still justify bootlegging it. So the thing is, niggas talk a good game, but they don't follow through. So chill out with all the hating. I support my brother Tyler. He's getting big paper. He's supporting other black actors. He's supporting other black writers, other black producers. He's doing good things. You may not like all of his movies, but chill the hell out with the Tyler Perry hate. That shit is corny, and nobody's trying to hear that. But I digress. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, brother Tyreek? This is Ed.
Hey, how you doing, Ed? What's going on with you, fam?
Slow motion, man. Look, I got a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
All right, so I have a female associate. We was real, real tight. She decided to go through like a midlife host phase. She's about 29.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm thinking is, what's going on is, I'm trying to figure out if I need to cut her to the curb, kick her to the side, or, you know, just stay with her until she goes through this phase. We've been real tight for a real long time.
Okay, so she's going through that whole stage now. Is she out here banging other dudes?
Yeah, like straight up, like, and doing it kind of sloppy, too.
Oh, wow. And you trying to, wait. You sitting up here telling me you want to decide, should you wait for her to stop slutting around?
Right, because we friends, but now it's coming back to me, you know what I'm saying? We've been real tight, like, she's a good friend, but now she's just, like, sloppy with it, like, everybody knows.
But the thing is, dude, why are you trying to create a relationship with a chick like this, though?
Well, like I said, we had a history, and, you know, we've been through a lot together.
What y'all been through?
Her parents break up. She lost a cousin and a brother. You know, like I said, we've been down for about 8 years now.
And has that been, that was your lady or just your friend?
She was my lady for about a year, but that was about 5 years ago. Like I said, we've been friends. She's a real good friend.
So that y'all dated, she was your a lady for 1 year, 5 years ago. So now you just been pining to get her back?
Not pining to get her back, but like I said, our friendship has been real tight up until this whole phase. Like, and it's not a good look for either one of us because people coming back and bringing stuff to me like, damn, your girl is going fucking nuts.
I got a little music playing for you in the background, by the way, if in case you... Hold on, a little Brian McKnight.
Don't do it, man.
I haven't had to hit somebody with the Brian McKnight in a minute, man.
Oh, shit. Dude,
that's how you sound, my dude. Man, come on, dude. Listen, brother. I know there's some emotions mixed up in the game, but you're gonna have to cut her off, man. If she's out here slutting around with other dudes, that's not what you need, man. That woman has made her choice. She's made her decision. She's not the only female out there, dude. There's billions of women on the planet. Go ahead and charge that woman to the game so she can stop fucking with your self-esteem, dude. She's slutting.
I got that, yeah.
People are telling you she's slutting. Dude, now your ego is involved now. Just, it happens. Charge it to the game and keep it pushing, man. Don't pine for the sluts, bruh. You feel me?
Respect, no pining for sluts here.
There you go.
I appreciate that.
Much
Thank
respect.
You.
Thanks, fam. Oh, man. Come on, family. Come on, man. Y'all know better than that. You know better than that. Now, he knew better than that. He thought I was going to try to talk him into coming up with a strategy for getting her and convincing her. Sometimes, man, you just can't convince people. You just got to charge their ass, fam. Let me get on my Mac and music so I can chop up game right now. All right, fam. So anyway, today's topic, I want to talk about dusty females. That's today's topic. We're talking about dusty females. And I've done a lot of shows about dusty dudes. I've done dusty nigga shows. And I've talked about hood rats and all that. But we're going to talk about dusty females today. Because I got an email from one of the listeners. He's a brother from New York. And he moved to Connecticut. He said, "What's up, Tariq? I just moved to Connecticut from New York, starting a new job, a new career. And the dating pool is kind of dry out here, man. I'm meeting women, and the women out here are just mad dusty. And I don't know what to do, man. I'm out here trying to get in the dating game, but the women are just incredibly dusty. Every club I go to, the women are dusty. Every bar I go to, the women are dusty. Every social spot I go to, the women out here are just dusty. What should I do?" And I get this kind of theme from a lot of the brothers out here. There's a lot of dustiness that's going along with the females out here. A lot of females are on that dusty shit. Especially in Connecticut. I've been to Connecticut. I did a lecture out there in Yale. I was at Yale out there. I did a lecture some years back. And I noticed when I was on my way driving to the university, there was a lot of dusty-ass people, women and just people in general, around where the campus was. It's like that in L.A. too, over by USC. It's smack dab right by, you know, gang-infested neighborhoods in Los Angeles. So that's very interesting, but I understand that. And that's a problem right now that a lot of guys are complaining about. There's a lot of women out here who are just straight up dusty. Now, real quickly, I'm going to talk about the six dusty types of women that's out here. Because there's six basic types of dusty women. Six basic types. Now, the first type of dusty chick, that's the hood rat. Now, understand this. All hood rats are not dusty, and all dusty women are not hood rats. Understand that. All hood rats are not dusty, and all dusty women are not hood rats. See, the thing is, most women who are dusty automatically get associated with being a hood rat. And there's a lot of women out here who are not hood rats whatsoever, but they are straight up dusty, straight up and down dusty as hell. Little hygiene ain't in order. They don't have any money invested in themselves. They don't take care of themselves. And you got a lot of women out here, when you go out to like Walmart and you see women walking around with pajama pants and scarves on their heads, and it's just a real dusty, I don't give a fuck about life vibe. They just look like they just woke up. They look like they just don't care. And again, the first type of dusty female, that's the hood rat. Now, a lot of hood rats are dusty. That doesn't mean all of them are dusty, but a lot of hood rats are dusty. And hood rats are dusty because a lot of times hood rats embrace poverty. And dustiness has a lot to do with poverty. And poverty is something that a lot of us could not control for a long time because, to play the devil's advocate, many black people in this country were systematically deprived economically. So we have to understand that. We have to put that in perspective. But there are people, even though we've been economically, systematically deprived and had obstacles deliberately put up to thwart economic competitiveness, you still don't have to embrace poverty. And that's what a lot of hood rats do. And that's what a lot of dusty ass people do. And for a woman to be dusty, it's really not a good look, because you can really see the dustiness on a woman. The dustiness on a dude, you can see the dustiness on a dude, but you can really see it on women when they're dusty and they're not taking care of themselves. Because women, you got to be crisp. There's a little more to keep you fresh and crisp. You got more hygiene issues that you have to take care of. And again, with the hood rats, a lot of them are dusty because they take the brunt of economic deprivation. So certain women will relish in that. Certain women will fight against that, because again, being in poverty, being poor, there's nothing wrong with that if you're working to get up out of it. But when you embrace that, that makes you a hood rat. And then a lot of hood rats embrace dustiness that comes along with that. So that's the first type of dusty female, the hood rat. Now, there's, again, like I said, all women who are dusty are not hood rats, because you got other women who go through little dusty stages. Sometimes people go through a dusty stage, and that brings us to number two, some female college students. There's a lot of females who are in college, their first semester, their little money ain't right, they're not around mom and the family, you're out of the house, you're struggling, so you go through a little dusty stage. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We go through that. You struggle. You got the little broke college student. She's living off ramen noodles. Her little edges are dry and crispy on her head. She can't get her a good little lace front. She don't know how to flat iron her shit correctly. So you have that. But she's still trying to do her thing. So you can kind of give her a pass on the dustiness. You can give the college student a pass on the dustiness. Don't trip on that. She just needs to be upgraded. Got it? So then you have the third type of dusty female, and that's the drug user, the secret drug user. You got a lot of women out here who are secretly on the pipe, and they're dusty because a lot of their income is going to maintain that pipe. So you got women out here who ain't taking care of their dental work, they ain't taking care of their hair game, they ain't taking care of their clothing game. Now, you can tell the secret drug users by, like, their fingernails are always crispy and dusty looking, feet looking real raggedy. So you got to watch out for that. And that includes weed, too. When I say drug use, weed is a drug, too. Don't get it twisted. So you got to be very careful when dealing with women like that. Again, these people neglect their basic hygiene. You got to watch them. See if they're on that pipe. Now, that brings us to number four, the fourth type of dusty female. That's the herbal tea chick. A lot of those herbal tea chicks are on that dusty level. And the thing is, they're a variation of the drug-using female, because the thing is, a lot of these herbal tea, India Irie wannabe, Erykah Badu wannabe type chicks, see, they use the herbal tea thing as an excuse to be high, as an excuse to smoke weed. They use that as an excuse to be weed heads. To be just a weed head, that's not a good look. But if you're a weed head and you put on a turban and light incense and act like you're doing something spiritual, it don't look as bad. So that's a lot of the herbal tea women. That's their hustle. They're weed heads, but they don't want to come across as weed heads, so they want to make it seem like they smoke weed because they're more spiritual and in tune with nature, when in fact, in reality, they're just another dusty weed head chick out here in the game. Just because you read poetry don't make you any less of a dusty weed head. And again, a lot of these weed heads, they are the epitome of dusty women. And I ain't saying that all women who smoke weed are dusty, but a lot of these women who are addicted to weed, they got to smoke every day, they are some of the dustiest women out here in the game. And fellas, you got to be careful of that. Now, number five, the fifth type of dusty female, those are the YouTube twerkers. All these women you see twerking on YouTube, popping that ass. You ever notice, you take a good look at them, most of them are very, very dusty. They have dirty little filthy apartments. They twerking in front of a futon couch. They got dirty little kitchens. And that's another thing. They're a variation of the YouTube twerkers are the dirty bathroom selfie pic-taking females. The females taking those pictures in their little dirty bathroom with shit stains on the toilet, dirty mirrors. Those dusty social networking female. See, the thing is, these women, the reason why they're popping that ass on the internet and popping that ass on Instagram and taking little dusty selfies, that's because they really have nothing else going on. They're trying to come up any way they can, even if they're trying to come up on attention. Attention is like money to them. They have nothing else to offer. That's why they're dusty. So they throw that ass in your face as a smokescreen. It's like, hey, look at me pop this ass so you can take the focus off my dusty, dirty one-bedroom apartment or my bedroom at my mama's house and all this shit on my floor and all this garbage in my bedroom. Look at this ass so you can take focus off my dustiness. And that's what you want to stay away from. A lot of these dusty women, you don't want to invest in that. You don't want to invest in a dusty mindset type of woman. You don't want to invest in that if you're a thorough dude. Now, if you're a dude who's just trying to get your little quick ass, I got you. But don't even get down to her level. If you're trying to get a good piece of ass, take her to Motel 6 or have her go to your spot or whatever. But don't lay up in the dusty chick spot. Now, number six, the sixth type of dusty female out here, that's the fake conscious female. Now, let's be very clear. Don't get the fake conscious female confused with the herbal tea female. Two different things. A lot of people get the herbal tea female mixed in with the fake conscious female. Now, the fake conscious female is different because not only is she on that weed head shit, because she's a weed head too, but the fake conscious chick, she differs because they're bummy and they like to hang around other dusty fake hotep niggas in order to get validation. These are like real bummy women who are lazy, and not all of them. I'm not talking about all of the females who are conscious or all of the females who are Afrocentric. I'm not talking about them. Not all of them, but many of them, just like the fake hotep dudes. There are a lot of fake hotep niggas out here who use that fake hotep consciousness in order to hide the fact that they ain't gonna really do anything to stop systematic racism. They just like to talk that shit, go to the lectures, watch debates, debate other dusty niggas, and not do anything. And they got a whole bunch of females who think and act just like them. These females ain't gonna do anything to stop systematic racism. They're not gonna build no community. They're not gonna practice group economics. They're not gonna build a school. They're not gonna build a community. They just gonna sit around, smoke weed, talk shit, talk about white folks, talk about Africa, post up pictures on the internet. They're not gonna do anything. They just use that fake consciousness as an excuse to justify their bummishness and being dusty. And again, a lot of these fake conscious females, their whole thing is they like validation from other dusty fake conscious dudes. They like going to those lectures and being as dusty as they want to be, but still have those dudes call them queens, black queens, and black mother earth and female god. No matter how dusty you are, those dudes will still validate you. And those women are cool with that. You can be a straight up crackhead, but you go around some of those fake Hotep niggas, they'll be queen, god, mother earth. They'll give you all that. Why? Not because they respect you. They do it because they want some ass low key. They're dusty just like you. They want ass. So they know how to say all that queen, mother earth, queen, god, wisdom of the earth, Eve. They say all that to get ass. All of that is a big stroke fest. All of those fake Hotep nigga lectures and debates, all of that is a stroke fest. Niggas get together, talk all that shit. They're campaigning for ass. It's conscious simping. That's all it is. Conscious damn simping. And those women relish in that. Those women absolutely relish in that nonsense. And I ain't talking about all. I'm talking about a vast majority, though. There's a lot. And again, these women embrace poverty just like these dudes. They've embraced poverty, and what they try to do, they try to act like they're embracing poverty because it's righteous. We don't want the white man's money, y'all. That's dusty nigga shit. You're not righteous because you embrace poverty. And a lot of these women are very, very dusty and crunchy and grimy. And I've talked to them, and some of them, just because they're nice don't make them any less dusty. Some of them are very nice. Some of them, I meet them When I go, like, up and down the East Coast, when I'm doing lectures sometimes, not when I'm doing lectures, but when I'm visiting, sometimes I run into people who've seen Hidden Colors, and I've seen some of these dusty, fake Hotep chicks, and I'm not trying to disrespect them, but I noticed that there's a lot of bummishness coming from a lot of these women. Not all. I ran into one woman, you know, with the dashiki and the kente cloth and all that old stuff. She had a whole bunch of kids with her. The kids are 2 and 3 different shades, so you can tell she had the kids by 2 and 3 different dudes. And she was like, you know, hey, what's up, brother Tariq Nasheed? And she's talking to me, and this woman's breath was real strong. Her teeth were kind of grimy looking, and you know, she had the whole natural thing, but the teeth were grimy, and that woman's breath was humming. And she's talking, and I, you know, when people breath hum, they like to use words with a lot of H's in it. She was like, hey, Tariq, I done seen Hidden Colors and Hidden Colors 2. When is Hidden Colors 3? I'm like, ooh, somebody need to hide some mouthwash in your purse. God damn. So you have a lot of that out here, man. You got these women out here who try to hide behind being natural. A lot of these fake Hotep women, they don't use douches. They don't believe in douching. They think it's the white man's tool to remove their vaginal melanin and all that old shit. Coochie smell like leftover honey barbecue wings. It's a mess. It's a goddamn mess. So don't be fooled by that. There are dusty women out here who need to get it together. And I'm not talking about all women. So y'all, women, don't go around saying I'm bashing the women. Of course I'm not talking about all women. Most women, you're not like that. But there is a dusty segment of women out here, and we have to understand what it is and identify it so we can stay away from it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget, people, today is the last day to get the 2013 Mackish package. Well, tomorrow is the last day, Wednesday. Today is Tuesday, but tomorrow is the last day to get the Mackish package. Go to TariqRadio.com. Get that Mackish package, family. You got one day left. Get that great Christmas gift. And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 and 2. Don't get those bootlegs out there on the streets from them dusty Hotep niggas. Get the original copy, family. And we're working on Hidden Colors 3 right now. We're making it tight and crisp. Anyway, I'm up out of here, family. I will holla at you guys this Sunday on Ustream. Holla.